Welcome to the Halderman Podcast. I'm your host, Robert McNamara, and today I'm going to share with you some information from our winter seminar series. We're wrapping up our busiest winter ever for seminars that we offer to local landowners in areas that Halderman provides farm management or real estate services. This year was my third hosting a seminar with Emily Elfers, and we've partnered with real estate attorneys, banks, and estate attorneys that help with financial planning for the future in the past to offer those additional services to those who attend. Personally, I've learned something in our seminars each year. If you're interested in attending a seminar close to you, please call the main office and they can get you on the mailing list for future events. Normally, when we have our seminars, we have Howard speak first and he gives us a presentation on where the company sees land prices going and what our sales results were for the previous years. Our company vice president charts all of our real estate sales based on soil productivity, and that allows us a more thorough look rather than the Federal Reserve banker's opinion on changes to real estate values. No matter who is speaking about land values, they are all on the same page that we're at record high prices for farmland in the Midwest. The trends based on our sales have been a large value increase in 2021, slight increases in 2022, and steady prices in 2023. 2021 was the biggest land value increase I've ever experienced in a calendar year, and some sales I had showed value increases 30 to 35% just in that year. I was always told farmland is a good hedge against inflation, and that proved to be true based on our sales results. One of the most interesting slides that Howard had in his presentation was analyzing if farmers have been paying more for better quality soils. Better productivity farms typically appreciate at a higher rate than poorer soils, and I expected there to be a stark difference. To my surprise, our sales from the beginning of 2021 through 2023 showed no value difference between above average soils and below average soils. My thoughts are that there's been so much demand for farmland and so little supply available to purchase that buyers were just wanting to get their hands on more acres regardless of the quality. There have been situations like this before, and they typically normalize when net farm incomes decrease. It will be interesting going forward the next 3 years if the poorer soils begin to be less valuable to buyers as net farm incomes shrink. Speaking of net farm incomes, that's another slide I wanted to speak about from Howard's presentation. February 7th, the USDA released its 2024 forecast for net farm incomes, and it was no surprise for anyone that's been following the grain markets, it's expected to decrease. 2021 through 2023 were either record years or very close to it. In 2024, they are expecting net incomes to go back to 2020 levels, but still not as low as 2014 through 2019. In 2014 through 2019, we did not see much of a change in farm real estate values, so we may be setting up for a period of lower net farm incomes and flat land prices. There's much more information in Howard's presentation. I encourage you to attend one of our seminars, either in person or online. These events are something we offer the community at no expense and present the most up-to-date information to help you make the best decisions for your farm. Thank you for joining me today. If you'd like to learn more about the Halderman Companies, or if you're interested in Howard's Farm Real Estate Trends presentation, please check out halderman.com.